we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just like making common sense a superpower. Listen, this next section, just go ahead and brace yourselves. Prepare yourselves to go, what? And then maybe even get mad. Just say it. I'm calling this next part of the Triple Dipper gender benders. So the transgender movement is, how can I put this? Out of control. How about that? The transgender movement has literally become such a fad. I do think it's faddish. I think part of it's faddish. I think it's going to be a thing that is going to ebb away pretty soon as more and more people recognize the ridiculousness of it. The idea that you can wake up one day and go, you know, I feel like the other sex today, or I feel asexual today, or I feel like I'm a furry today. I mean, I feel like I am, I don't know, what, name it. I'm a guppy. I mean, just, so where does it end? If you can be this, why can't you be that? If you can be that, why can't you be those? If you can, you see what I'm saying? There is zero common sense being applied to the transgender movement. If you're out there and you're transgender, I'm sorry. I know that God still loves you, and I believe that. It does not mean I have to condone everything you say or do. I don't. I won't use your pronouns. I won't. Don't ask me to. If you come to me and say, my pronouns are they, them, I'm going to go, no, they're not. Because they're not. What do you mean they're not? Because the English language says they're not. My pronouns are he, her. They're she, him. Oh, both of you? Okay. I think what you have is a split personality. Thank you very much. Have you seen anybody for psychiatric care? The reality is what we have is a mental disorder. And what we also have is a vivid imagination. But then what we also have, too, unfortunately, is the mollycoddling of society. This is a first world problem, by the way. This is a true first world problem. You are not seeing a rush among the third world to say, I can't farm in my field. The well has gone dry. We don't have electricity in my village, but I identify and I want my pronouns to be they, them. Now, this is a first world problem. And yet they're trying to export it and make it something that's becoming more global and because it's real. It is real. I bet we can find it everywhere if we look hard enough. No, you really can't. Because what you have is the mollycoddling of society in which people have been allowed to perpetrate an illusion and call it real. And I refuse. And I know most of y'all do too. And yet, for some reason, we continue to see officialdom, the people who are official, the ones who actually make decisions that affect you and I daily. We're seeing officialdom grant decrees that seem to somehow or another give credibility to the imagination of those who need mental help. They just do. And I don't say that. That's not derogatory. That's real, y'all. If I were to wake up tomorrow and tell you I was a horse, you would say, Phil, you need help. I'm just, wouldn't you? Boomer, would you?
I would first laugh, and then I would say, you need help.
That's fair. I get it. I mean, but yeah. I mean, friends don't let friends pretend they're not what they are.
Absolutely not. I mean, come on. Speak up to your friends. You got to speak up.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, dude, you're not a chick, all right? You're not.
That dog costume you're wearing, you're not a dog.
You're not a dog. And, yeah. And, the old joke was, so I guess if my truck identifies as a Prius, can it park in the economy spot? I mean, it doesn't work. You're not allowed to pretend elsewhere.
No.
All right. But then you got the government, the officials in officialdom. They do things like this story that came out on Daily Caller. The Biden administration's National Tobacco Youth Survey for 2023 asks middle and high school students to disclose their sexual orientation and whether or not they are questioning their gender identity. Hang on. Let's back up. The Biden administration, point number one. National Tobacco Youth Survey, point number two. Middle school and high school students, point number three, disclose their sexual orientation and whether they're questioning their gender identity, point number, where was I, four? Mm-hmm. I could do an entire segment on the dissecting of the 4 points in that one little bitty one-sentence paragraph. It's a tobacco survey for middle schoolers. And it just got distributed by the CDC to gauge the progress of comprehensive tobacco prevention and control programs. Cool. In 2020, changes, though, somehow were made to include a question asking if any students identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or, quote, something else. According to documents from the White House Office of Management and Budget, I guarantee you if Trump had realized that, he'd have changed it. But in 2023, the survey went even further. The questions began to ask things about transgenderism and whether or not they feel in alignment with their biological sex. Here's the question, quote, some people describe themselves as transgender and or non-binary when the way they feel or think about their gender is different from the sex assigned at birth. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary? This is a question on an official survey from the U.S. government to middle schoolers. I told you it'd make you mad. I'm looking at Boomer. He's mad.
I'm mad.
All right.
Mad Boomer.
I can hear Mad Boomer. We want Happy Boomer back, but he won't come back for a few more minutes, I'll just tell you. It goes on to say, one quote from a guy who is a director of a thing called the Protect the Public Trust says, there's a concern this important survey that essentially informs the federal government's understanding of the issues and drives its policy surrounding youth smoking may also be exploited for other purposes, perhaps to the detriment of its ultimate integrity. You think? You think they're gathering this for, I don't know, some kind of nefarious issues and underlying purposes? Yeah, I do. I do. You know why? Because somewhere there's legislation, I guarantee you, somewhere there's probably legislation passed by Congress that says the CDC has to do things to, you know, diminish smoking within teens. And so they do a survey to see how it's going because they're required to provide an assessment or an annual report to Congress that congressmen will never read. And this report gets generated as a matter of rote. And they realize, hey, wait a minute. We got a vehicle we can use. We can promote the transgender agenda in the tobacco survey. Awesome. And all of a sudden, everybody loves it. And who's going to get the data? Everybody who, you know, groups like Human Rights Campaign and GLSEN and some of the others, they're going to get this data straight off the CDC website. And they're going to say, look, look. Well, listen, when you promote things like this, this is what's called a baited question. When you get into the world of survey, like I've had a chance to dabble in political surveying, and I've got friends that are political surveying. There are what you call trash questions, and then there's real questions. You have what's called a push poll. A push poll is when you guide someone to the answer you want them to say so you can up your numbers. That's when you call and say things like, would you vote for Candidate Jones if you knew that he was actually, you know, a wife abuser? No. Ah, you wouldn't vote for Candidate Jones, and they mark it down. That's what they do, all right? But this is exactly what they're doing here. When they spend time describing to you that some people actually feel this way, do you feel that way? That's what they're doing. It's a push poll for middle schoolers from our government about whether or not they want to identify as transgender. Well, listen, I got more of this, but that one right there is the kickoff for this whole topic. Gender Benders, number two in the Triple Dipper. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local. We got the state, the national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three, getting into go-home time. So we've talked about a lot on this show. We spent a good bit of time. I hope you caught my opening monologue, by the way. You can always catch those again later. If you want to go check out the Right Side Way monologue because you missed it, you can always go to Right Side Radio's podcast, which is still kicking. I haven't even checked in a while, Boomer, but I bet we're at 180,000-ish. Close. Yeah.
We're over 180,000.
Are we really?
Yeah, I saw that. Was it yesterday or 2 days or last week? I know we're over 180. We're at like 181.
Woo!
There we go. Probably hit it today.
Nice.
Yep.
That may call for a maple bacon donut sometime soon.
Double.
We haven't talked about maple bacon donuts in a long time. That just set in on me. I was like, huh? I got to find one. All right. But hey, right now, though, I'm in number two of the triple dipper, gender benders. So I just told you a moment ago about the maddening situation in which the U.S. government is sending out a survey to middle schoolers, ostensibly to check on whether or not they're smokers or not, but also checking to make sure that they know that the world of transgenderism is there for you. How do you feel? Do you want to be transgender? It's absolutely maddening. Those are your tax dollars, by the way, doing that. Keep that in mind. It's not just that they're doing it. They're doing it with your money. Golly, bomb. How about this, though? As I'm talking about gender benders, you might want to know this is not just out there, all right? Keep in mind, I already did home fries, but I got to tell you, this next one, this is in your backyard. Some of y'all, it's in your front yard. Story here on 1819 News, which I believe is about the only one covering this. So you may recall that we have a former state representative, Fred Plump Jr. from Fairfield, down yonder in the Birmingham area, right here in our listening area. Fred Plump was just indicted and pled guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice and resigned from the state house. There's two others, one of whom is another state representative, John Rogers, who have been indicted in the same scheme. So a special election has to be held to fill the seat formerly held by Fred Plump. All right, so this district I'm talking about is District 55. It covers downtown Birmingham and parts of West Birmingham or just west of West Jefferson County, like places out towards Fairfield and Wylam, that area. All right. Headline, 1819 News, Dateline today. Will voters in House District 55 elect Alabama's first transgender lawmaker? What? This is Alabama. Yeah. Guess what? A dude calls himself Sylvia Swain. But this is not like a long shot candidacy that just is about to fall apart. No, they've already gone through the election. It's now in a runoff. So right now, the special election for House District 55 is going to be decided in a runoff vote between two Democrats. There's no Republican in the race. It's a Democrat area. It's House District 55. The candidates are Travis Hendricks, who, by the way, is a former sergeant with the Birmingham PD. He's been endorsed by Mayor Woodfin. He's been endorsed by Representative Anthony Daniels, several other members of the legislature. You know, he's got all the endorsements from some of the biggest names in Democrat politics in his area. He's also, like I said, a Birmingham PD guy. And the other is Sylvia Swain, who I want to compliment 1819 News on this one. They call him a him. They do. They refer to, they say, although Swain has no political experience in the state, he beat out six local Democrat leaders in the primary. Thank you.
Good job.
That's got to be
way
our,
to go.
That's our friend Jeff Poor, who's the editor-in-chief over there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The way it should be.
1819 News. We're going to assume that was not a typo. You meant to say he.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
We're going to assume that was not a typo. They meant to say he. But here's the deal. Like Swain, there's been all kinds of stuff about Swain's a transgender. He's had coverage in Teen Vogue magazine, Newsweek. And he's also, by the way, had tens of thousands of out-of-state contributions from LGBTQ organizations helping fund his campaign. That being said, Hendricks, the guy who is And by the way, they came out of that the primary election with Hendricks, the Birmingham PD guy, had 27%, almost 28% of the vote, and Sylvia had 21.4% of the vote. So to go into a runoff, here's the thing. Hendricks' campaign got backlash after door-hanging advertisements were left at people's houses that said Sylvia was born to be a white man and lives as a white woman. Well, I guess they called out race and transgenderism. But the thing is this. You want to have backlash, and yet there are tons of out-of-state dollars that are flooding in from organizations who only care about his trans. They don't care about his politics. They don't care about you people in Birmingham. All they care about is we got to get a transgender elected. And yet when we call him out as being a transgender, wait, hang on. You can't point that out. That's not fair. Guess what? Yes, it is. Gender benders, they are everywhere. How about this one? Right here in your backyard. Once again, could have been a home fry, but I put it in this separate section. 1819 News again, who's been hot on the issue of libraries around the state having overly sexualized content in the children's sections. Well, the Coleman County Library Board, Dateline today on 1819 News, has caved to left-wing activists. Caved? Yes. They voted against relocating LGBTQ sexually content books, sexual content in LGBTQ-oriented books in the children's sections. They voted against moving them out. According to the Coleman Times, the books were challenged by a Vinemont resident named Shirley Arnett, who previously addressed the board last month. She challenged the books for their sex and gender ideologies, claiming they contained graphic language. They promoted child sex mutilation, which means transgenderism. Despite the challenge, the board voted unanimously to keep the three books that are in question in the children's section. It's just silly. Coleman, Alabama, library board caving to left-wing activists. One local resident named Christy Schallenberger spoke in opposition to moving the books, claiming, "In the decades I've spent living here in Coleman, never have I seen such a concerted effort to remove books targeting a specific community." Well, how many times have you seen pornography or sexual content books in the children's section there, Christy? Because that's only been a thing most recently. You can go and say, well, in the decades I've been here, we've never done this. Well, you know why? Because in the decades prior, people had the common sense not to put it in the children's section. That's why. You didn't even have people writing books and getting them published, much less accepted by a library, that explained to kids how to have sex with someone, much less have sex with the opposite sex or the same sex. And so the very idea, so of course you can imagine, Coleman County Democrats said in a post, "Thank you for being a village. Thank you for fighting for others who are so tired of having to defend their very existence." Yeah. And then, of course, there's another group called Read Freely Alabama, which is a liberal, you know, organization devoted to the idea of these books being in the kids section. How about this one? I'll wrap this up with two more just to make you mad. Townhall.com. Two trans cyclists take the top spots in a women's race. Woo! Going to keep it going. Two transgender cyclists took the top spots at a women's race in Chicago this week. This is Dateline about 10 days ago. In the women's single speed race, Tessa Johnson won a gold medal and Evelyn Williamson won a silver. Only one biological female was even on the podium winning a prize. Johnson reportedly placed first in another race where he also won $150 in prize money. And the organizers of the event say they reportedly welcome transgender athletes. How about this one, though? Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. A trans-identifying male teen won a high school girls' cross-country championship in Maine on Saturday, beating the runner-up by a full minute and a half. Soren Starkchessa, that's a hyphenated name. Never trust a hyphenated name, by the way. I just said that, and I'm going to get all kinds of text messages now. Who identifies as female, won the Class C South girls title at Twin Brook Recreation Area just north of Portland, Maine. Whatever happened to Title IX, by the way? Didn't Title IX provide some measure of guarantee for equality among girls, girls' sports, giving them the opportunity I mean, I you know, okay, so Boomer McQueen was a college athlete. And can you imagine if she was a gymnast? Can you imagine if guys were trying to compete against her? I mean, she weighs all of what she, you know, she's athletic as the day is long, but she weighs all of like what, 98 pounds?
Yeah, she's small.
Are you going to have, you know, the 180 pound male gymnast come compete with her? I mean, they can. There's things that males can do that women can't.
Oh yeah,
and vice versa.
In some of those apparatuses in gymnastics, I mean, the male strength and dominance would, I mean, it would prevail. I mean, there's just, you just, hands down. I mean, like the floor tumbling, the vault. I mean, it's just.
Your wife competed as an athlete. She had the benefit of Title IX, and she had the benefit of common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people who were willing to say, this is a girl sport.
Completely.
Get out of here. Well, gender benders, they don't feel that way.
Sure. I was actually, while you were doing that, yeah. I was looking up. I'm still looking up, so I haven't found it yet, because the Olympic Games are coming up next summer.
No. Tell me they're not.
I'm looking into it right now. I'm hoping I find that they're not going to be allowed. That's what I'm hoping to find.
Holy cow.
That'll be a hot mess.
It'll be a hot mess. It'll be the ruination of the Olympics.
Absolutely.
It'll wind
up have going, your own Olympics.
It'll wind up going the way of the Academy Awards that no one cares about
so
anymore.
So I'm hoping I don't find anything. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm right there with you. If you do, I feel a whole new segment coming on the show. All right, listen, we're going to a break right now. We'll come right back and jump into number three and catch up on some of your text messages. Lord, I got a bunch of text messages. I'm going to have to jump into these text messages. Coming up, the next dipper is cash with a catch. Oh, yeah, federal dollars. We're there for you, buddy. We got a little money. We also got a few demands. We'll talk about it. Cash with a catch. That's next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.